We need to get our deficit under control so that we regain confidence in our ability to manage our economy in the long run. That is our best opportunity for employment, is to provide the private sector with a stable future and being responsible fiscally. So I would support the Simpson-Bowles Commission plan. I would support the Domenici-Rivlin plan. They both have flaws in them, but those flaws are not nearly as bad as the budget deficit is. But you mentioned the Bush tax cuts, and that brings up the larger fiscal cliff policies. And what almost no one is talking about is the upside of the fiscal cliff, and that is that we are currently running a $1 trillion deficit, and the Congressional Budget Office is projecting that in fiscal year 2013, the fiscal cliff policies will improve our budget deficit by $560 billion. So that's a jolt, and it's going to jar our economy, and the CBO is projecting that we will have a contraction in the first 6 months of 1.3% on an annual basis, but that the annual growth in the final 6 months will be 2.3%. So I would support a short-term stimulus for the economy as long as that new stimulus were under pay-as-you-go discipline, so that if we had, for example, a spur to consumer spending in the first year that we pay for it, say a spur to consumer spending by providing a 2% or so payroll tax cut to give money, put money into the pockets of the consumers, that we pay for that in years 2, 3, or 4, built into this very same stimulus legislation, pay for it by higher revenue then to make up for it or cutting programs. But we've got to go back to that pay-as-you-go discipline that we had and was effective in the 1990s and led us to a balanced budget.